A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. This is the word of the Lord. A few days ago I came across the English idiom, "Don't judge a book by its cover." This bit of advice is wise, important, and practical, and it can be applied to things and to persons. It seems that this saying originated somewhere in the 1940s. A much older saying teaches us that all that glitters is not gold. When God sent the prophet Samuel to Jesse with the mission to anoint one of his sons a king, God instructed him, saying, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." These sayings invite us to look deeper at things or persons before we commit ourselves to them. How easily we are deceived by promises in times of elections or daily advertisements on the media. In truth, they are not meant to inspire us to think, to use our intelligence. In fact, we are bullied into following their instructions. Near the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill them. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." It's not about measuring our performance against that of others, be they scribes or Pharisees. It is not about being happy that we are better than others. In the last sentence of Matthew's chapter 5, in fact, Jesus challenges us to be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. We are not supposed to look down on others, but to look up to the Father who created all of us in his image and likeness. We are asked to be as perfect as we can be. Heaven is our limit. This is why, in today's Gospel selection, Jesus instructs us, "Do not judge." I once lived in a city where people who were called to sit in a trial by jury regularly refused to pass judgment on the accused, even though all evidence pointed to his guilt. They argued that Jesus prohibited people from judging others. The Catholic parish priest was called to explain Christ's teaching. Are we to judge, or aren't we? If we are called to help authorities to minister justice, we are expected to do our duty and express our judgment. But then, we are to refrain from passing judgment on our own steam. Let us reflect on Christ's words, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" If we are not called to judge, we should not express our judgment. Deep down, we are always judging things or people. We have to. Otherwise, how can we strive towards perfection as we are supposed to? However, our interior judgments are only meant to be signs along the road we travel, in order to be able to choose right from wrong, what examples to follow or not. We are not to judge people if it is not our duty to do so, but their behavior. Is it in line with God's will, or is it not? good examples we should follow, bad examples we should avoid. But we should not avoid the person who acted badly without first trying to help him convert. Jesus instructed us, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. Following in Christ's footsteps, Pope Francis frequently alerts us against gossiping. We should first be humble and acknowledge that we are sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, all of us. Humility is truth. We all make mistakes. We all sin. And we do not want anybody to know about our sins. Only the priest to whom we confess and who, in God's name, forgives us. We have no right to spread bad things against whoever. Our measure should be, in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. Sometimes we might be tempted to believe that we are quite righteous and do not have a big lock in our eyes. Let us be aware that even a speck of dust in our eyes irritates them and obstructs our vision. So it would be very fruitful for us to keep our eyes as clean and clear as possible. We can then see better the good there is around us, the great effort that people do to try to live decently. This we should spread around. If we have to gossip because, as somebody said, humans are born gossipers, let us gossip positively. We really need it. And if we still want to point fingers at others, let us remember that while pointing one finger at others, we point three other fingers of ours at us. That's why Jesus told the crowd, take care, be on your guard.